We're on Kuf Chav Gimel Omer Aleph, the top of the daf. Gemara said that you're allowed to take something that's muktzeh and use it for a permissible purpose. Dover shemalachto le'isur le'tzorach gufo is mutter. Esh ve'abaya l'rabba. Meducha im yesh bo shum metalten l'osa, im lav ein metalten l'osa. You have a mortar. I guess that's the thing that you, the kli that you bang things in or chop them in or whatever. So if it has, and use it for chopping, crushing garlic. So if it has garlic in it, you're allowed to move it. And some say the reason is, just like you're allowed to move a dead body. If you have a timit or a kikkur putting on it, so if you have something that's muktzah and something that's mutter on top of it, you're allowed to move the muktzah. And others are in the same thing over here. If there's shum in it, so there's something mutter together with the usher thing, and then you're allowed to move it. And that would be the case. You'd be allowed to put bread or food on anything that's muktzah and move it. And others hold not like that. Gideger holds that that there's no heter of kikkur or tinnit by anything except by a mace. There was special heter they made by a mace. And the reason it's mutter over here is because that is one of the uses of this maducha. It's like a pot. Pot's used for cooking. That makes it muktzah. But it's also used for storing the food and serving from it when it has food in it. So when it has the food in it, it has its mutter purpose. When it has the shum in it, it has its mutter purpose. When there's no shum in it, then it's basically set aside for crushing shum. Therefore, it has that's mostly usher purpose. Okay.
So it's storage?
The imlath, yeah.
Well, it's a heter, it's storage. It's like a...
Well, you put things in it to store. But no, but a pot you cook in. But you also leave the food in there to serve from it. That's mutter. You don't only cook in a pot. Not storage, and you keep other things in it. It's unless that's what you use the pot for. But that's not a normal use of a pot. Okay. If it doesn't have any shum in it, then you're not allowed to metalkle it, mashma, for any purpose. No, this goes according to Reb Nechemya. There is a tanu holds that you can't move a kli for any purpose. You can't move a kli except for its main purpose. So he, taka, for sure doesn't hold that kli shemalachto le'isra is mutter le'tzorach gufo. And therefore, this goes according to Reb Nechemya. But all those who argue around Nechemya, who hold you're allowed to use a kli, even a kli shemlachto leheter, he holds you can't use except for its main use. But those who hold that you're allowed to move a kli shemlachto leheter for any purpose, right, hold that what's it called? Kli shemlachto leisr, you're allowed at least to move for a mutter purpose. Beishamay says you can't take eli, I think it's also like a thing for chopping meat on. So you can't move meat chopping board on Yontif, and Beisil says mutter. Veshavim, shim kotzav lo basar, sha'aso tatlo. Beisil holds mutter, because even though this thing is normally a big, heavy thing, you don't move around, but letzorech simchas Yontif, to cut meat on it, they were mattering. But if you already cut the meat, and you don't need to cut any more meat, then it becomes muktzah on Yontif. And that mashma, you can't move it for any purpose, even for a heter purpose. Sover l'shnuyeh like Reb Nechemya. He wanted to answer this also. This goes according to Reb Nechemya. But in Yochanami, according to those who argue Reb Nechemya, you're allowed to move a kli shemlachto le'isr le'tzorech gufa. Kiven d'shama l'hoda omer avchinen abar shalmiya mishmei d'rav hakol modin v'sichi zayri mazori d'kiven d'kopit alayo miyachad l'umakom halchinami miyachad l'umakom. And then he heard that what Rav Chinuna said in the name of Rav, that there are certain kalim that they're so delicate and people are so makbid on them, only to use them for their regular purpose, because otherwise they get ruined, that he said the same thing over here. These kalim, the eli, person only uses for chopping meat. He doesn't want it to get ruined. And therefore it's kli shemalachto le'isr, but it's also mukta machmis chisaron kis. The person is afraid to use it for anything else. And therefore, what's it called? Everybody holds that you can't use l'tzorach gufa makomo, something that's muktzah machmis chisaron kis, meaning you're afraid you'll have a loss if you use it for anything else. You're very makbid not to use it for anything else. So then it's not muktzah l'tzorach gufa. And that's what this kli also is. It's muktzah because it's machmis chisaron kis. And you can say the same thing before with the maducha. Now you can answer the Maducha the same way. You don't have to say it's from the Chemya, but there are Kalim that a person doesn't use for other things. And Mamela, it's what's it called? It's Mukta, even Litzarach Gufa. Rashi. Meducha Shadochim Boshum. Im Yesh Boshum Metaltenoso Agav Hashum. You can move it because of the Shum. Vim Lav Eim Metaltelen, can go Leshi Baleva. You can't move it even to sit on it. Kiven the Iker Malachto Leshrika. Since it's mainly used for something that's aser, so it's mashma from here that you can't use it for a mutter purpose, and that's against what the Gemara said before. If you already finished using it, the fact that Beisil used that was matter to move around this chopping board was only because of Simchas Yontif. Normally, this board is not used for chopping meat, which is mutter on Yontif. It's used for chopping other kinds of things that aren't mutter. Klipas Eitzim, La'avid Bohen Oros. It's made for chopping up, pieces of wood or other kinds of things that are also to chop up on Yontif. Hakol Modim Rabbanim Defluga Ad Reb Nechemya B'Sichei Zairi Mazori. So Rashi learns Kleit Saboyim Hein. There are different kalim that are used by dyers. Rabbeinu Halevi Pirish Kli Organ. Rabbeinu Halevi says that they are what's it called kalim that are used for weavers. Sichei Hein Amudim. The Sichei are the upright boards of a loom. Ziri hem konim shebishti. Ziri are boards, poles that are in the horizontal kind part of the loom. Mizori kovet elyon v'tachto, and the other ones, Mizori, are the large beams that they tie the thread around, and then the finished weaving product. Verisha nearly. I like the first shot better. The Zayari Lashon Otrim Hein, Kamo Ma'atzarta Zayari. Fits better with the kalim of a dyer rather than the parts of a loom. Tosus learns that these are kalim that are used to comb out silk, or kalim that are used to press things, press clothing. And Mizori is... what's it called, a kli that you use to beat clothing when you wash them. And all these things, if they get warped, then they're not good for what they have. They have to be exactly straight, otherwise they don't perform their function. So people are very careful not to use them for anything else, because with the slightest bit, they'll get warped and they'll be ruined. And people are makbid on these, right? The umman who has them, that they shouldn't get dirty and they shouldn't get crooked, shouldn't get warped. Miyachid lu makom, makzal en biyadayim. So therefore, he takes away any chance of using them for anything else except their main purpose. Haninami eli maducha. Therefore, the two cases we had before, even though the first one we answered that what's it called, the maducha, that it goes right in the chen, you know, we don't have to say that anymore. Now we can say a meducha also is something that people are very makbid on. They don't use it for anything else, and therefore it's mukta machmas lichsorin kis, and it's not mukta, it's not mutter mitzorich gufa. Okay. Itmar, Rab Chiya bar Abba Amar Rab Yochanan, cornice shel zahavim shoninu. Right, the cornice that you're allowed to move, mitzorich to cut to bang and open nuts in the Mishnah. Is cornish al zahavim. It's a hammer used for goldsmiths. Afal pi dekopit alek tzas, even though you're makbid a little bit, the goldsmiths are careful to use their hammers for their gold, but they're not makbid that much. Shetzor sheyacholek l'radei taser, it has to be smooth. Afilu hachi kivin shemesakin al yedei hakosh, shemak al astan, lo makzilei. Right, but it's not mamish machmas lichsorin kis, because they're not so makbid on it, and since it's easily fixed, you just bang it once on the anvil, and it'll straighten out, right? So you're even allowed to use a goldsmith's hammer to open nuts. It's not mukta machmas lichsorin kis, because they're not very, very makbid on it. The kolshken shoshar napochim karaban. Surely other blacksmith's hammers are for sure okay to use. They're not mukta machmas lichsorin kis. B'somim lishchokbo, but... Okay, Rav Shaman Bar Abba Omar Kornishal Basomim Shalino. Now it's even talking about a hammer that's used by what's it called by people who make Basomim, and there they're very machped on it. It shouldn't be used for other things and get dirty and ruin the Basomim. Manda Omar de Basomim Koshkein de Zahavim. One of says that even Basom the one of the people who make the Basomim. Right, you're still not Mukta Machmas Tzoran Kis. Kol Shekein the Zahavim is not Mukta Machmas Tzoran Kis. Man the Omer Shal Zahavim, Abod the Basomim, Kopit Alayu. But the one who says that you're allowed to move even a hammer of goldsmiths, but not a hammer of people who make Basomim, that they're much more Machbid on, and it's only goldsmiths. So it's any regular hammer, even this kind of hammer, but not the hammer of Basomim. They're very, very, what's it called, careful that they don't use it for other things. It shouldn't get dirty and disgusting and ruin the besom. Okay. Okay, there is a shita, Nazir Shimshon, that says that klisha malachto le'isser, that's mukta machm sichsor and kis, you're allowed not to move it l'tzorech gufo, but you're allowed to move it l'tzorech makoma. And the svar is very simple, because you're only makza it not to use it for any other purpose. So memela, any other purpose is mukza. But you're not makza it not to move it out of the place where it is. They're not makbid on it not to move it at all. They move it, they just don't use it for any other purpose. So tzorech gufo, they're makza not to use it for other purposes. But tzorech mekomo, they're not makza from moving it around, and therefore you're allowed to move it tzorech mekomo. Gideger says, why do all the poskim argue on this? And it's the Muchtamach Sorin Kisa's Osir, Bein Lesorach Gufo, Bein Lesorach Makomo, because the Svara is not that since people don't use it for other purposes, it's Muksa for other purposes. Since people don't use it for anything but Isser, Memela, it's a cliche, Isser, Bechlau. Memela, you're not allowed to move for anything, even Sorach Makomo. It's not that it's Muksa for the things that they don't use it for. It's Muksa because they don't use it for anything except something Osir. Memela becomes a Kli that's totally Osir. So Memela can't even move it the Sorach Makomo either. V'yesakush v'yesakarkar, Tana Rabbanan, paga shetomna b'tevin. You took a fig, and you covered it with straw. V'charora shetomna b'gecholim, or you have a cake, and you covered it with gecholim. Rashi learns in Erevin that the gecholim are what's it called are extinguished. I'm not talking over here whether you're making a fire, because they wouldn't be extinguished when you take it out. Right, you would be either making the coals burn or extinguishing them. And the others hold that it's talking even with live coals, and it's not a psikresha, it's enemiskaven, it's not a psikresha to make them burn more or to put them out. And therefore you can even take it out of live coals. So imegula miktsasa muta latautla. If a little bit is uncovered, so you can get a what's it called, a hold on it, and then you could pull it out, even though the ashes are going to fall off, or the straw, which is also muktsa, is going to fall off. Now, you're allowed to be metalklit, because the straw and the ashes are what's it called going to fall off automatically. You're not moving them directly. But if nothing is uncovered, you're going to have to dig into the straw or whatever and move it directly. Then it's also to take out the things that are buried in the straw or the ashes. Rabbi Lezer ben Tadoy Omer, tochlin bekush o bekarkor, vehei menaros mealehim. You're allowed to put these are kalim for weaving, and they're not muktzamach mesisar and kis, they're just muktzamach mesisar. You're allowed to take them and stick it in and pull it out, what's it called, even if it's covered, but you can do it without moving the muktzah directly. You can stick one of these kalim in, one of these pointed needles, and pull out the thing, pull out the cake or whatever. Omer Rav Nachman, halacha kerbalozer ben tadoy. The halacha is like Rabbi Lozer ben Tadoy. The Gemara brought this because we see you're allowed to use things that are normally muktzah, letzorech gufo. You're allowed to use it if you need it for a permissible thing. Gemara says, "Omeimer de sover of Nachman tiltum and atzad lo shmei tiltum." Rav Nachman, who holds that what's it called that you're allowed to move the halacha is like Rabbi Lozer ben Tadoy, that you're allowed to move it as long as the things are moved indirectly. That he holds tiltum and atzad is lo shmei tiltum. That moving something indirectly is not called tiltul muksa. Vomer of Nachman, hai pugla milmala lamata shori, mimata lamala osir. If you have a turnip, or a, what's it called? A, what?
Radish.
Radish. You have it, what's it called? So it's thick on the bottom and narrow on the top. So if you, what's it called, put it in in a way that the thick part is covered and the narrow part isn't, then when you pull it out, you're going to have to move the earth around it. But if you put it in upside down, then what's it called? Then the thick part is not covered. The other part is just a narrow thing. You don't have to upset the earth when you take it out. So the Maisa, you see that moving the earth even indirectly is also according to Rav Nachman. Rav says, "Hoder be Rav Nachman here." Rav Nachman had charata from this case, and he holds you're allowed to take the radish out no matter what, even if it was what's it called put in right side up. It's also mutter, even though when you take it out you're going to be moving the earth around. Since it's only indirectly, that's mutter. Tiltul min hatzad, that's what the halach over here. Tiltul min hatzad, moving something indirectly. But letzorech dover hamutter, you're not doing it for the sake of the iser. You're doing it for the sake of the heter. You want to take the radish out, that's mutter. Rashi, paga te'ena shlo bishla kol tzarcha. You have a separated fig from the ground. It's not connected to the ground. Separated from the ground, and it's not yet ripe. Tomnim b'tevin, so you bury it in straw, lispashel, so it ripens. The tevin muktza havi latit, and the tevin is made for making cement, so it's muktza. Im megula miktsasa, shiochala ogso b'mokam ha-megula, if it's partially exposed, so you can grab it in the place where it's exposed, afilu tiltul min hatzad leka, there's no tiltul min hatzad. Shein tzorech lahagbia ha-tevin, ela magbia mokam ha-megula, v'ha-tevin nishmak v'nokel. You don't have to move the tevin at all, right? You just pick it up, you're not moving it all, and then after you get it up, so the tevin falls in by itself. You didn't move it at all, right? You just removed a barrier, then now the tevin will fall. But you didn't move the tevin. The tevin moved by itself because of gravity. Pugla, tznon tolush, shetmino ba'aretz, nizgalarosh. Pugla is a radish that's, again, separated from the ground. We're not talking over here where you're taking it out, it took root or whatever, and that's also for short. Right? You just took a separated radish and you put it in the ground to preserve it. Milmala lamata shari, imhoyo ha'elyon shala lamala. If it's the top was up, the hakotzer lamata and the thin side on the bottom, shusholfa, when you take it out, cholson me elyon shala, the tachton shala, the rocha vatsona lamala mutter, the leka tilkul, the offer klaus, and his gala rosha. The thick part is on the top. And the thin part is on the bottom. The thick part is already, what's it called, out of the offer. So when you take it out, you're not doing anything, not moving anything. Mimata lamala osir, but shemezis offer levishaguma ktsara milmata milmala, right? But if it's the thick part is on the bottom and the thin part's on the top, then inevitably when you pull it out, you're taking the thicker part through the narrow part, which now was covering the neck, and therefore you're going to move the offer. It's impossible. You shouldn't move the offer. Even though you're only moving the offer indirectly, you're not moving it with your hand, you're moving it by moving the radish. Still, it's osur. Okay, let's go on. Machat shal yad little buck. So the Mishnah says that you're allowed to use a needle to take out a thorn. Sholech le rova b'rei de rabba le Rav Yosef. Yilamdenu rabbeinu machat shenitl charora o uktza mahu. What happens if you have a needle and the eye was broken off or the point was broken off? So it's not usable anymore for sewing. So it's now, that's called a chor, it's not a kli anymore. So is it muktza or not? Omer le tenisua machat shalyad litl bo esakots. Right? You're allowed to move a needle to take out a thorn. Right? Lechora, a splinter. Right? Lechora, you don't need an eye or a point to take out a what's it called? Maybe the point you need more, but you don't need the eye for sure to take out a splinter. What difference does it make if it has an eye or it doesn't have an eye? So it's still a kli legabe Shabbos because you see you can move it to take out a coat. So what's it called? That should be the halacha. That even if the eye was taken off, lechor, if the point was taken off, you can't use it for anything. But if the eye was taken off, right, lechor, it should still be a kli, because you can use it for taking out splinters. What? A point. Right, but not because it can be threaded. You don't need to thread it. It doesn't have to have an eye. Okay. See Rashi. Mahu uktza's point. Mahu the tautala nibish batal torus klimi naolo. Once the eye is taken off, or the point is taken off, is it no longer a kli at all, and therefore it's mukta machmas gufo. It's not a kli. So if something's not a kli bichlal is mukta machmas gufo. So is it mukta machmas gufo or not? So Eisve. So he says no, it's still a kli because you can use it to take out a splinter. Eisve. Machat shenitul charora uksa tahora. Now we got bituma, a needle that either the hole, the eye, was taken off, or the point was broken, it's tahor. It's not mekabel tumah anymore, and if it was tumah, it's tahor now, because it's not a kli. So what do you see? By tumah, it's not a kli anymore if it doesn't have an eye. So by Shabbos, it should be the same thing. It's not a kli anymore. Right? And therefore, even though you can use it for something positive, but something that's not a kli is mukhtu machas gufo, and therefore you're not allowed to move it bichlal. Only a kli shemalachto le'isr can you move l'tzorech gufo. But if it's not a kli, then you can't move it for anything. So here, it's not a kli. The fact that you could still take out splinters with it doesn't make it a kli. Nela, once it's not a kli, you can't move it for anything. Omer Abaye, Tuma, Shabbos, Karomis. So Abaye said, you're asking a kasha from Tuma to Shabbos? Tuma kli maisa boin. In order to be a kli for Tuma, it has to be a kli that's usable, kli maisa. But Shabbos, midi dechazi boinin. By Shabbos, all you need is something that's at all usable. Those are the halachas of Kalim by Tuma and Kalim by Shabbos aren't the same halachas. What constitutes a kli for Shabbos is it has a use. It's not something that has no normal use, like rocks, sand, whatever, that you don't just leave there, right? Unless you're miyachided for something specific, right? Mashenking Tuma has to be a kli maisa. Has to be a kli that does some specific task. So this doesn't have a specific task, but it's still usable. So that's called a kli for Shabbos, but not for Tumah. As long as it's still usable to take out splinters for Shabbos, that's enough to be called a kli. So Rava said to Abaye, no, the kasha is a good kasha. Even though the halachas of Tumah and Shabbos are not exactly the same, and what's a kli for Tumah is not necessarily not a kli for Shabbos. I mean, all right, it's very simple. I mean, kli, shute kliates, things that don't have a toch, but they're mamish used for something, are not makabel Tumah. But they're surely a kli for Shabbos, right? Whatever is Tumah and Shabbos, obviously don't have the same exact thing, right? However, midla inyan Tumah lav mona hu linyan Shabbos nomila. But here, since it's not the reason it's not a kli for Tumah applies to Shabbos too, right? And the reason we'll see is because people, when they have a pin that either the eye gets broken off or the point, they throw it in the garbage. They don't save it for taking out, they don't put it away and say, well, if I ever get a splinter, I'll be able to use this. They throw it away. They'll find one that has an eye. They don't keep these things, and therefore they're not usable bichlal. They're not considered bichlalically, even the Gabi Shabbos. Meshve. Machat bein nekuva bein shein nekuva mutter l'talkla b'Shabbos. Here we have a brisa that says beferish, that if you have a machat, whether it has an eye or not, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, right? Meaning for something that's mutter. Velo amru nekuva el linyan tumah bilvad. And that halacha that has to have an eye is only legavi tumah. So Maurice, you see over here, not like a brisa, they're not like what's it called, yeah, that it's legavi tumah, it's not a kli, but legavi Shabbos it is. Tirgum abaya liba de rava. So Abaye answered Rava, who says that that they're not dependent one on the other, that they are dependent one on the other, right? Here it seems to be not dependent. It's talking about a different case. Begol meyaskinon. Here it's talking about a needle that didn't have an eye and it was broken off. It didn't have the eye put in yet. You didn't stamp the eye into it. You made a needle, and then the next step is to put the eye in. So they didn't put the eye in yet. Why zimnin de mim lechalayu mashvelei mona? Right, because what's it called? Sometimes you'll make it into a kli, right? You'll decide to leave it the way it is, and not and leave it this way. You're leaving it not for sewing. You'll use it for other things. So therefore, the Gabi Shabbos has a din of a kli. But since the Gabi Tuma, it doesn't actually have the eye, and they didn't make up your mind yet whether you're leaving it like that or putting in the eye. If you're going to put in the eye, it's not finished yet, and therefore it's not makabel Tuma. If you're not going to put in the eye, then it is finished. So the Gabi Tumah is not Mekabel Tumah, because we don't know if you're going to finish it off or you're not going to finish it off. But the Gabi Shabbos, Lemaisa, since it's usable the way that it is, that's fine. But Aval Hecha, the Nitl Charora, where it had an eye, and it was broken off, or the point was broken off, or the Mzorker, the Bein HaGrutos, right, then you throw it away. So therefore, even the Gabi Shabbos is not a Kli. People don't save that thing. Therefore, it's Mukhtar Machas Gufa. It's a useless thing. Even though it has a use, people don't save it for that use. They throw it away. Now, Shein Kein, if you're making it to begin with, sometimes you'll leave it without an eye. Sometimes you'll put the eye in. The Gabi Tuma, since it's possible, it's not finished yet, it's not Makabel Tuma. Gabi Shabbos, since it has a use, it's considered a Kli. Rashi. Charora Chorshala is the whole. Uktza is the point. Mal the Tautla, mi Botl Torah's Kli, mi no Olo. Since the point or the eye was broken off, is it no longer a Kli? And therefore, what's it called? It's Muktzan Shabbos. Kli Maisa, Shemaisa Shalokayim. It has to be something that's usable for its normal use to the Kabbal Tuma. But Shabbos, it has to have some use. Velo Omra Nekuva, Lios Torah's Kli, Oleha Yoser, Mishain Nekuva, Elin Tuma. So the Brisa here says that the whole difference between a needle with an eye or a needle without an eye only is Nogei at the Tuma. But the Gabi Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference. It's talking where the eye was there and it was broken off. We think now that's what the Brice is saying, that even though the Gabi Tuma it's not a Kli, the Gabi Shabbos it is. And it's a Kasha on Rava. Yeah. Begolme. So Abaya answered, he saved Rava. Even though you argue with Rava, he says, okay, this is not a question on him, and he answered the question. The Golmi, Golmi Machtin, Ha'omdos Linokev. They're talking about where you're in the process of making a needle, and you have the needle already made, and the next step is to stamp, and make the eye. The Nekuva Nigmara Malachta. Then by making the eye, you're finishing off the needle. The She'ena Nekuva Ena Nigmara Malachta. So if you plan to put a hole in it, then it's not finished until you put the hole. And an unfinished kli is not mekabel tuma. Hilka kli in tuma hu de lo havi kli. Aval betilt the shari the chosil kolz. Even in its present state, even if you're going to finish it off and put an eye, but in its present state, nobody throws it away because they may put an eye in it later. And now it could be used to take out a thorn. That's a remuter. The mimlech lo nakivay. Sometimes you'll change your mind and not put a hole in it altogether and leave it. There are needles that don't have holes. You leave it for taking out coats in. But if you already had a needle and it broke off, nobody saves broken needles to take out coats in. Okay. Grutal, shivrei matos. They throw it amongst the scrap iron. They throw it away for scrap iron. Adam Zorkin, the big grutal, so buckle shame klimina. Since you throw it away, then it doesn't have the name of a kli at all. So is there anything else? I don't think so. Just a correction from the past to give Reb David Wilkenfeld pointed out that the Mishnah Brura Paskins, the Gabe separating your children or other people's children from Isurim, even though Lemaisa, most poskim hold that you're not Mechuyev Lafrushe Meisura, even by Inisa Doraisa, and even if he's a Barchinuch. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Mistama Sfardim, hold like that. Right? What we said is good for Sfardim, at least. So that for sure. That Sfardi is not Mechuyev to separate somebody else's children from doing Malach, even a Doraisa, even if they're Bar Chinuch. Because Chinuch is only for a parent. Only a parent has to separate their children. Masha'en Kain, the Ramah, brings down the Tosfos that we had here, who says that if he's a Bar Chinuch, everybody has to separate him. So the Chayyadim said, the Maaseh of the Maramah brings down both the Deya of the Beis Yosef, that even if he's a Bar Chinuch, only parents have to separate him and not other people. And he brings down in the Tosfos that if he's a Bar Chinuch, even other people have to separate him. And he brings a Chayyadim who says, since there is such a Shita, by a Malach HaDoraisa, should be Machmer, right, like Tosfos. That's the Chayyadim. So it's a Chumrah to be Machmer, that in Isurei HaDoraisa, even if it's other people's children that are Bar Chinuch, to separate them. But l'maisa min hadin, you don't have to separate them at all. It's just that since it's such a sheet, and the chayodim holds that, by an issa d'oraisa, it should be machmer. So, but that's l'maisa, the way the Shiburus Paskins. So an issa d'oraisa should be machmer, and separate even other people's children, Whereas your own children, you have to, if they're bar chinuch, you have to separate them from Yisudor Rabbanah. Okay, anything else here? Okay, once, what's it called? Once the Tosafot over here says, if you have a broken needle, and you decide that you're going to keep it, you're not going to throw it away. You're going to keep it for kotzer. Does that change the status or not? So Tosafot holds, without doing a maisa in it, doesn't help. Right? And the Rashba holds that only if it broke Erev Shabbos, people throw it away. If it broke on Shabbos, since when Shabbos came in, it was good, it remains good, and the halacha is not like the Rashba. The maisa, if it broke, unless you do some kind of maisa to it, or it could be that if you're miyachid it forever like that, from now on you're going to keep this set aside for taking out kotzim, then that's also good enough. But if you're not miyachid it forever, if you miyachid it just for this Shabbos or whatever, then it doesn't help unless you do some kind of maisa in it to make a difference. Okay. What else? They ask another kasha over here, Taka. What's it called? The Balamor and the Ran. Why by the radish? Isn't it a basis of Dover Hasser? Right? The radish has earth on it. So the earth and the radish is a base for the earth. So we know that a basis of Dover Hasser, even the radish becomes mukhtar. So why are you allowed to move the radish altogether? Forget about Tiltul Minatzad. Forget about the fact that the earth is mukhtar. The radish should be mukhtar because it became a basis for the earth. The earth is on top of it. So the Balamor and the Ran both say a basis is only where the thing that's a basis is for the sake of the thing that's on it. That means this is a base for something else. Here, the radish isn't a base for the earth. If anything, the earth serves the radish, not the other way around. That's not called a basis. There's a Ramah. The Ramah says that Ochlin don't have a din of basis, right? And the Gra on the Magen Avraham says he means like the Ran. Over here, since the thing is for eating, it's not a basis for the earth, just the opposite. The earth is for the sake of the food. But Enichanami, if you put something on top of a piece of bread, and the bread is a base for the thing on top, then that would be Muktzah too. That, you know, it's not that a food thing can't be a basis. A food could be a basis, except if it's this kind of thing, where the food is the ikker, and the basis is for the sake of the food, not an opposite. But the Or Sameach says, Tak, a person's never makza ochlin to make it a basis. And that's his shita. And Tosa says, there's another reason why. You didn't intend to leave it there the whole Shabbos. Tosa's shita is that if you didn't intend to leave the basis there the whole Shabbos, the thing on the basis doesn't become a basis. It has to be that you intended to leave it there the whole Shabbos. And here you intended to take out these radishes on Shabbos. You never intended to leave the earth there the whole time. That's why it's not a basis l'dover ha'as.